You probably heard people say they're going fishing. How about going eeling? For centuries, Native Americans from Boise to Wenatchee to the southern Oregon coast have harvested Pacific lamprey, colloquially called eels. Yesterday, the Warm Springs and Yakima tribes held a season-opening blessing ceremony at Willamette Falls. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the event happened against a backdrop of treaty rights tensions over management of the dwindling fish.
Willamette Falls, just outside Portland, is one of the few places in the Northwest where it's possible and legal to catch Pacific lamprey for personal and ceremonial use. Tribal members are about the only ones who go for it. The ugly-looking critter resembles an eel, but it's actually a primitive fish with a distinctive toothy suction cup mouth. Eveline Pat is a Warm Springs council member. She says lamprey used to be a staple in the diets of Columbia and Snake River Basin tribes.
It's a rare treat now. It's getting to be a delicacy.
Pat compares lamprey to oysters. Others say it tastes like fishy steelhead. Pat is still spry enough to dance the eel dance. This happened during a blessing ceremony for the lamprey and fishermen held at the confluence of the Willamette and Clackamas Rivers. Tribal school children led a sort of conga line, more than 50 strong, of all ages. One of the fishermen here is Patrick Luke. He's a Yakima Nation biologist. Luke is still miffed about the ticket he received from Oregon Fish and Wildlife Police at the nearby falls in 2011.
Now they've got folks on the reservation that won't even come down here because they're afraid that the enforcement's going to intimidate folks like they did in the past. Because I grew up living that way in the 70s, seeing the state policemen, you know, really treat the Indian folks really bad.
3 years later, the Yakima Nation is still fighting Luke's ticket. Two other fishermen were also cited and had their catches seized that day for fishing without a state permit. The thing is, unlike salmon or game, Oregon does not recognize a treaty right to harvest lamprey. From the tribal point of view, they believe they shouldn't need the state's permission.
They don't set our seasons. We have our own law enforcement that sets our own seasons.
At Oregon's Department of Fish and Wildlife, fishery managers are trying to finesse the issue so it doesn't escalate. The department's Tony Nigros says his agency is trying to reach an understanding that at least clarifies the rules.
The state has its policies and its legal positions. They aren't necessarily in agreement at this point in time, but we respect and we recognize the differences. I think we've been fairly good at putting those differences aside, seeing if we can work cooperatively.
Nigros says Northwest states, tribes, and the federal government have a common goal to keep Pacific lamprey off the endangered list. Populations of the migratory fish have declined dramatically in recent decades. The reasons are many, including dams and water diversions. Both sides see room, though, for a limited ceremonial and subsistence harvest within a larger recovery effort. I'm Tom Bonsi in Oregon City.